This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Today, Saudi Arabian authorities are searching for three militants accused of staging an attack on the Saudi State Oil Company. Authorities say they've captured one of the men who took more than 50 hostages over the weekend. 22 people died during the two-day siege in Khobar, which ended when Saudi security forces stormed the building and freed the hostages. We're joined now by Rashid Hussain, who is the Saudi correspondent for the Pakistani newspaper The Dawn. Mr. Hussain, how extensive is the search for these suspects?
It's pretty extensive right now. New road checks have sprung up in different parts of the city. All the cars passing by are stopped, checked for documents, and sometimes they are asked to open their trunks. In fact, they are combing for the three armed people who fled from the scene. There is a sort of fear moving around that maybe new acts like that are in pipeline. So security levels have definitely gone up, and the security authorities are trying their best to make sure that nothing of that sort happens again in near future out here.
What are authorities saying about the one man they have in custody who they captured when they stormed the building to free the hostages?
The authorities are definitely not saying anything except that one man has been captured. Even his name was not given. The only thing that was said that he was one of the most wanted men by the authorities. Late last year, the Saudi authorities published a name of 26 wanted men, most wanted men in connection with extremism and terrorism in the society. Out of those 26, 8 have either been captured or have been shot dead during different encounters. So that means 18 are still to be taken care of. It's not very clear whether the guy who has been captured is among the remaining 18 or not. But an Al-Qaeda website is saying that the man who was said that he was arrested, his name is Nimr al-Baqmi, and that he was killed. He said that he has embraced martyrdom out there and he has become a martyr out there. So there is a little confusion. This is what Al-Qaeda's version is, a little different from what the authorities have said out here.
So during this siege in which the militants first stormed this building complex, took the hostages, then we're told began killing hostages before the Saudis broke up the situation, did the militants ever make any particular demands or statements?
It's not known. The authorities have not revealed anything about that there were any demands from the side of the militants. But one thing that only one could look at, that the Saudi ambassador in the U.S., Prince Bandar bin Sultan, is on record having said that we had to storm the building only when we realized that our line of communications with the militants have ceased and the militants are no more responding to the calls from the authorities. So that indicates that there was some sort of interaction, communication between the two groups. But whether there were any demands or not, it's not at all clear, and nothing has been revealed about that at this stage.
How are oil workers responding to this attack, particularly foreign oil workers who I know are very important to the Saudi oil industry?
Jittery. But whether every one of them would leave, that is still open to question. People are nervous, but lifestyles generally of the expatriates out here is comparatively much better than they enjoy back home. It's a tax-free environment. People save quite a lot of money. So many of them might decide to go back, but some of them would still, I'm sure about it, would still say, hey, this thing could happen everywhere in the world. It could happen in New York. It could happen in Madrid. It could happen in Bombay. It could happen in Karachi. So we have to live with it. This is a part of the modern lifestyle, and we cannot escape it anywhere in the world.
That's Rashid Hussain, who is the Saudi correspondent for the Pakistani newspaper, The Dawn.